want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Maureen Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is coca van. The great Colombian-born writer and Nobel Prize winner, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, tells the story of a priest, a condemned murderer, a cook, and the preparation of the killer's requested last meal. I'm not sure who the murder was committed upon, but Mr. Marquez informs us at one point that the man awaiting execution used to be a chef. Perhaps that is why he chose coca van for his final meal on earth. The priest, Father Antonio del Sacramento del Altar Castañeda, watches part of the preparation that is being done by a haughty mulata cook named Tobaga. She had been cooking there for the past 15 years. She had received delivery of the bird, a cockerel in the story, and she began by beheading it, cleaning it well, and then butchering it into pieces, and then submerging the sectioned bird into the classic marinade for coca van. This marinade she made included red wine, juniper berries, coriander, mustard seeds, peppercorns, cloves, rosemary, and thyme leaves. The cook then put the pot with this now raw but marinating cockerel into the marble-lined pantry, the only cool place in the house. The prisoner was scheduled to have the meal and die the next day, but then the cook, Tobaga, upon learning of the schedule at hand, protested that would be impossible. A tough older bird, like a cockerel or a rooster in the original recipes, needed a full 48 hours to be tender enough to be properly cooked. The priest realized that to refute her was to also refute the condemned man's final request. He needed to speak to the mayor of the city to explain this, and so he does. At first, the mayor pushes back, sputtering, "But the soldiers are already on their way." Soon the mayor reaches a political out for himself, and the cook, Tobaga, slowly proceeds, even adding some sage leaves that the prisoner chef additionally requested. Mr. Marquez's stunning gift for writing made me see the stages in the most reverential light. I urge you to read his story in full one day. But let's indulge ourselves and listen to the master's words for a few moments. When the flesh had turned golden, Tobaga covered the carnage with the blood-red marinade, and the cockerel was silenced forever. She cut the carrots finely, her breasts making a little jump each time the blade struck the chopping board. The garlic cloves she left en chemise, their paper-dry covers like the sleeping pupae of butterflies that will never emerge. The original coca van has its roots in long-ago Europe. King Henry IV of France, in what would become a famous political promise of general welfare from peasants on up, called for a chicken in every pot in the land. But it took Julia Child to make this a dish Americans began to love via her immensely popular cookbook and then groundbreaking television show, Mastering the Art of French Cooking. I remember first making it from her book back in the very early 80s, dutifully following her precise instructions, much like the blogger in the Nora Ephron movie, Julie and Julia, did. I don't plan to face execution in this incarnation, but if I were asked to name what I'd like for a last supper, coca van just might be the call. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food. Yeah.